From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, keeping an eye on traffic, is Matt Catrillo in the newsroom. He says so far so good. He doesn't see any gum-ups anywhere, so that's good news in our morning commute this morning. Lynn Pearson is back, Assistant Director for Community Service at the Office of Civic Engagement at Bucknell University. I'm looking around. I don't see Kyle here, so it must not be spring. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much. And if anybody's been to Lewisburg lately, you notice the phenomenon, the students are back.
Yes, we had first year arrival yesterday. We had some students who arrived earlier than that, though, for their pre-orientation programs. And the upper class students will be arriving shortly as well. So we will be in full swing with a full campus.
Well, it looked fabulous. Hoofnagle Park was full of people listening to the music and some of our favorite restaurants that sometimes don't open on Tuesday or Wednesday when the students aren't around, they are back open. See, there's an economic benefit, so I got to eat out this week, so that was fun. We are here to talk about the Fall Community Service Fair. So set the scene at what happens at this Community Service Fair.
At Bucknell in the Office of Civic Engagement, we organize two fairs each year, one in the fall, one in the spring. So our Fall Community Service Fair is coming up on Tuesday, September 3rd, and it's from 5:30 to 7, and it's on campus in our terrace room. It's on the second floor of the Elaine Langone Center. And this year, we are really excited to invite members of the public to join us for that event. If they're interested in getting more involved in their community, volunteering, finding out what some of our community assets are and community needs, we'll have about 40 nonprofit agencies attending that are there under working with different populations like animals, children, the environment, food insecurity, advocacy. The Miller Center for Recreation will be there, Haven Ministries, Girls on the Run, Arthur's Pet Pantry, mostly Mutts. So you can find an agency to talk to around almost any interest you might have.
So if you live in and around the greater Lewisburg area, most likely, you can go to the Community Service Fair and you too can volunteer for one of these agencies?
Yeah, absolutely. It's free and open to the public. Just come into the terrace room. It's on the second floor of the LC. And all the agencies will have their own table. They're looking forward to discussing their volunteer opportunities and other needs they might have. So even if you think you might be interested, it's just a good conversation to have to find out what is going on in our area as well.
Well, and it's often your opportunity to talk to all the students about the fact that, hey, we want you to join this community and help out and to volunteer and to be part of what all the people in the community are doing. So now you're saying to the community, hey, look what all the Bucknell students plan to do. They're going to go to all these agencies. Join us. You can volunteer. You can work hard in Lewisburg like the students do.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our agencies have ongoing needs, and our students are only here for 9 or 10 months a year, as they are college students. So this is a great way to get involved in your community on a consistent basis. We will certainly have the Bucknell students attending the fair as well. So it's also a good way to get to know Bucknell students at the same time.
All right, so you mentioned Girls on the Run, the Miller Center, some of these nonprofit groups. Mm-hmm. They are going to be there. If a nonprofit agency that utilizes volunteers is listening, your capacity, I know, is pretty full, but you got room for one more, let's say?
We are happy to always put folks on the waiting list or, try to figure out a way to get their community or their needs communicated out to the Bucknell students and beyond that.
All right, so set the scene at this then. You will have students coming to this that say, I don't know all that much about Lewisburg. I am interested in helping.
Absolutely. When they come into the terrace room and we have all the agencies there, sometimes their eyes widen a little bit because I don't think they realize how many agencies we have in this area or what the actual community assets or environment is as far as needs and opportunities with volunteerism and community engagement. So we have all the agencies there. They all have their own little table. You can just walk around, talk to whomever you like, maybe look at something you haven't traditionally volunteered with, and learn some new skills and interests.
Well, no wonder it's going to be an eye-opener for the public, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I have a handle on what's happening in the greater Lewisburg area, but some of the agencies might be new to me, too. Read some of the different agencies, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The Regional Engagement Center in Zeelands Grove, we're excited to have them for the first time. We've had Donald Heater Community Center there a number of times, Setabade Services, Arthur's Pet Pantry, Transitions of Pennsylvania, Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority, Maryland Conservancy, Kids of the Kingdom, the Greenway Partnership, I mentioned Girls on the Run, AYSO, we'll also have the United Way there, Wild Goose Farm, Susquehanna Valley Progressives. So there's a wide, wide variety, and that was just a sampling of what I mentioned. We have about 40 agencies attending.
All right. Well, I just think that's fabulous. Most of them I've known of, but you did name a few I didn't know too much about, like the Pet Pantry. I'm not super familiar with that. I think I've heard that name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is going to be a clearinghouse for opportunity. Give our audience some sort of a sense, even without what's going to happen in the weeks and months ahead with today's volunteer fair, what kind of an impact do students have around here that maybe people don't notice?
A lot of our students do go out into the community in a variety of different ways. Either they're taking a community engaged class where their class curriculum has them working with some kind of project with a nonprofit, making websites or doing statistical analysis, things of that nature. We certainly have them out into the community doing kind of the traditional volunteerism, giving of their time and their skills or learning new skills as well. And then we also have folks that just have an interest and they want to get off campus and kind of learn and be part of the community and get to know the greater Susquehanna Valley.
And there are members of the faculty and staff and other workers at Bucknell that are part of this really tour de force of individuals associated with Bucknell that are out in the town?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We have a lot of our Bucknell faculty and staff that volunteer themselves or are part of an agency or a program that will be at the fair talking to our students. So the Bucknell community is very engaged, and they always want to know what's going on and, you know, think about where the assets, where can we improve, or where can we lend some help.
Now, there's often an opportunity for us to talk about these community service agencies that folks can volunteer at. Give me some sort of sense of what happens. A Bucknell student comes here, you know, a typical high schooler.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always think of them as having a big community mindset. Bucknell has a part of the mission isn't just to fill their head full of mush, it's to also make sure that they understand their key role in a town or in a community.
Mm-hmm. We certainly want them or to help them become or help them become more of an engaged citizen in this area. I think a lot of folks will think I came to campus, so I'm a student, but they can play a much larger role in our community as well. You know, whether it's through volunteerism or through their engaged classes or, you know, some of the other community work they might do.
Why is it so fun and enjoyable to help?
I think a lot of it, you learn new skills, you get to meet new people, you get to get off campus a little bit, so sometimes you can kind of forget about the stressors that might be happening. You'll learn about a different community that's not something that you've been to before, and a lot of folks, especially if they're working with kids and animals, that kind of energy rejuvenates them a little bit, and some of them think about, well, maybe this will impact my future somehow, and maybe I'll switch my major, or maybe go into a different profession.
Well, it may be an eye-opener for the public, or certainly for students, where you get to see and interact with and talk to families on the margin around here and learn that, mm-hmm. You know, we certainly enjoy a tremendous abundance around here, but we have lots of folks who do struggle from time to time. That may be one of the great lessons we've picked up from the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, is that you just have a lot of families out here. They're not, they're sort of working poor and maybe just a little bit more income than that, but it's definitely real. Well, you really do want the public to show up and at least just see this spectacle that happens at a community fair.
Mm-hmm.
So please make a pitch, invite folks to come to this.
If you're interested in learning about your community, if you're interested in volunteering, please stop by our fair. There's about 40 different agencies working with a variety of different populations. We could probably find one that fits your interests or your schedule, so we hope to see you. Just come, chat with someone, and you might discover a new interest that you have.
All right, so this is next Tuesday, Nope, it would be 2 weeks from today.
September 3rd, yeah.
September 3rd, 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Terrace Room of the Elaine Langone Center. Mm-hmm. 40 community groups were there. Probably hundreds of students will visit during that 90 minutes. But you'll get to see how you can volunteer and how students are volunteering and how sort of that nexus occurs where mm-hmm. everybody's kind of getting their year of community service.
Absolutely. It's free, open to the public. You don't need to purchase tickets or anything of that nature.
You'll have something to drink there, a little refreshment, please.
Oh, of course.
I need a cup of coffee everywhere I go in the afternoon, so we're going to need that. So bucknell.edu is the website. Your email I've gleaned is, because your name is Lynn C. Pearson, it's lcp008@bucknell.edu, civic-engagement@bucknell.edu. You can search either on the Bucknell site or just Google Bucknell Community Service Fair 2019, and you'll find this. You'll go right to it.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And that is that. Lynn, thank you so much for all this information.
Oh, of course. And I'm so happy to be here talking about the great work that our Bucknell students do and how we can reach into the community more.
Lynn C. Pearson, Assistant Director of Community Service, Office of Civic Engagement at Bucknell University on this fall's Community Service Fair.